Daniel Dunn.
Dan Glass.
Mike Kinkley.
Ashley Hempsey.
Tina Smith.
Lindsay Condi.
Okay, and I ask Mike Kinkley to stand.
Let's allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm here for our last training, and this is the most exciting one of all. I know, you can't wait, right? And this one you get to have every year because it is so exciting. So it is one hopefully you will stay awake for. Let's see, why is it not advancing my slides?
Why is my slide starting recording?
Okay. So, this is my favorite slide, and I've had this in my open meetings presentations for years, because this is sort of what it feels like when you have to deal with open and public meetings laws, that you're completely wrapped up in red tape. But the idea is that if one is going to use public funds, you need to accept the responsibility to the public. So while it seems annoying, the point is if we're using somebody else's money, they should be able to know what we're doing with it. And if you sort of keep that in mind, that covers all the rest of what we're going to be talking about tonight. Every few years, there is a new example of some public entity that gets in the news for holding illegal meetings. I don't even have to usually look hard to find one of these. That's how common it is. That being said, most of the time, it's really not a big deal. But everyone, they do something that people don't agree with, people decide to throw a fit, and usually one of the things that you can catch them on is the fact that they held an illegal meeting. Now, in this case, they did all the studies and looked into it, and the problem was they forgot to say, we move into an executive session, or excuse me, they said we move into an executive session. What they did say was close the meeting and move into executive or closed session for the purpose of discussing items related to real property and items related to pending litigation. Okay, so it was a technicality, but that title looks so scary, right? They discuss things during illegally held meetings. So this is one of the things that they like to get you on all the time.
Just from a dollar standpoint, we're at about 50% complete. Drawn. I would say the construction is a little bit over that. So for the whole of the project, the East Classroom Addition is nearing completion. Probably will be substantially complete in January, early January. And the North Classroom Addition just behind that. So those are coming along. We're starting to see finishes come in. And then the South Addition, which has the classrooms, the auditorium, and the black box, we've seen the CMU, the block is complete, and they are now putting roof trusses on and getting that closed in. The framing is progressing. They should be framing the second floor, I believe. I can't say if that had already started, but it's pretty close. And yeah. There you go. There's a quick update.
Thank you.
I can just add to that. I mentioned this to Rick. When I'm on site every week, it feels like I'm in extreme makeover home edition. it feels like they're moving quickly, and the framing is coming along. The CMU, I think I mentioned this on the vision that we've been working on for so long comes to reality. So.
Does this mean we're on schedule?
Did you hear that, Mike? Does this mean we are on schedule?
On schedule is such a relative term. So there's one thing that I will add is that Stout has been doing a good job. They did request, and we have approved, a change order for 26 additional days. And the reason for that, there are three main reasons. One is that we have some civil package changes, kind of large-scale changes early on, that they didn't ask for time initially because we said, hey, let's hold off and see where things stand. The second was the bond that the city took forever to get to us. And the third, I believe, was the water line change that really did give staff some delays. And so we have agreed to that, the 26 additional days, which would put a substantial completion. And what substantial completion means is that you can start using the building, but there's still kind of a punch list of items that need to be completed, whether it's paint touch-up, whether it's, you know, some sort of finish.
Just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and it's fully, almost fully framed. It's framed out, but they haven't put in all the, you know, so you can see the kiln room and you can see the, you know, it's all taking shape. So it is.